Chapter 10. As Oliver searches for answers to his current predicament, he learns the truth about his father's fortune.
Sheer up the rope! Secure the moorings!
Here we are, Mr. Dawkins. Tilbury docks, safe and sound, just as I promised.
Thank you, Captain. Much appreciated.
You are off to London, sir?
He knows something. He'll tell people.
No, he won't.
Pardon?
Sorry, just thinking aloud. What do you want to know?
No reason. I just know there's an inn down that road. You can probably get a carriage from there.
The carriage where you'll be robbed, killed, perhaps.
Thank you. I might take you up on that offer. For your kindness. And for your silence.
Right you are, sir. And steady on the gangplank, sir.
We came back too early, my boy. We could be seen.
If someone sees you, Fagin, I'll eat my hat.
Jokes? From you? At such a tenuous juncture in our plan?
If you don't like my attitude, you can leave at any time.
Oh, I'm never going to leave you, my boy. We're partners.
Ah, good.
Partners forever.
Okay, so I'm here, Twist. What is it you wanted to show me?
It's inside.
Fagin's house. You want me to go in there?
What's the matter, Charlie? You've been in there before.
As a nipper, not as I am now.
What? Are you scared Fagin's ghost will catch you?
Not funny. There's more than Fagin's ghost in there.
To be honest, Fagin's more likely to be in Dodger's head.
Also not funny.
Look, you wanted to know what the key unlocks, right?
You told me you didn't know.
I lied.
Oliver Twist lying? That's something I never thought I'd see.
I've done far worse recently.
So why are you telling me about the key now? Do you suddenly believe I'm on your side?
Not really. Sorry.
Then why?
Because last night I saw Black Sally take Noah before I could get to him. And if Sally has Noah...
Then Noah might give up Dodger before you can get to him.
Exactly.
Surely we should be hunting Betty and Dodger then, not playing treasure hunts.
I'm trying to think how Dodger would. Fagin's safe had papers in. Betsy saw it once. I'm hoping that there's something in there I can use against Sally.
You're looking to blackmail Black Sally?
You've got a better idea?
Leave the country? Run and never look back?
Aren't you the slightest bit curious about what Fagin kept in it?
Of course I am, but that doesn't mean I'm suicidal.
I tell you what. If we find something, we'll discuss it. If we don't, we'll go looking for Betsy. Deal?
Bloody hellfire. Come on then.
It's down here.
In the basement. Why wouldn't it be?
Betsy said it was behind a wooden panel. Do you know which one it could be?
He never let us down here. Now I see why.
How long were you with him?
I was here about 4 years. Before that, I was with a gang south of the river.
And before that?
Workhouse. Ran when I was a kid. Younger than you were, though.
Parents?
Nah, I never knew them. Unlike you, I was left in a basket on a doorstep.
Did you ever try to find out who left you?
I didn't try for a long time. Didn't care. And by the time I did go looking, about 5 years back, it was burned down. Good riddance.
This must be it. Can you pull that panel off?
Bloody hell, fire, it's tough. How did Fagin manage it?
Oh, it's not been moved for years. I probably got stuck.
There it is. Another safe for you if you can stand to open it.
Oh, try and stop me. Oh.
What?
I don't know. I think I kind of expected it to fail. I was right. Plenty of paperwork.
Bring it to that table. I'll light a lamp. Anything useful?
Oh, they're legal documents. Well, a lot of them are. Oh, here are some notes.
Casing notes?
What do you mean?
Notes about places he was going to rob, you know, casing the joint.
Well, how do you know they're casing notes?
Because that's Brownlow's address. It's the one they made you sneak into. See, here. Small boy to end a window. That's Fagin's scrawl.
Well, what about this? A list of names and pubs.
Snitches and contacts. Probably where they drank back then. Not much use to us now. 12 years on, nearly all of them will be dead.
This one looks promising.
Something we can use?
Seems to be some kind of an agreement.
So?
So I recognise the names. Grimwig, Brownlow, Selinsky, Monks...
Is there a date?
Yes, September 1827. That's 2-3 years before I was born.
Let's have a butcher's. This isn't good. It looks like Brownlow, Grimwig and Monks were working with Black Sally. Some kind
of... Look at this. Pentonville House. They must have met there.
It's hardly worth blackmailing Sally about, though, is it?
I wasn't thinking about Sally. If this got out, it could destroy Mr. Grimwig. It could destroy me.
So burn it.
There's more. Look. A note from my father, my real father, that is, to Mr. Marley.
I heard of him. Thought he died, though.
Oh.
What is it?
Charlie, I think you're going to want to read this.
Bethany Willis named him Charles and gave him his father's surname of Bates. Is that my mother?
I think so. There's nothing else with it, though, just that note.
Bethany Willis. I can work with that. I can check into that name, see if anything comes out of it.
I hope you find her.
Thank you, Oliver.
Wait, what's on the back of it?
Robert and Elizabeth Dawkins, Hackney.
Jesus, Dodger's parents!
Fagin said he never knew anything about our families.
Well, looks like he knew everything about you.
Bethany. Bloody hell.
I'm going to take these back to Pentonville. Try and piece it all together. And meet you later tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking into my parents, and Dodger's, too. What are you going to do about Brownlow and your father?
There's only one man left of that group, and I'm going to speak to him. I think it's time Mr. Grimwig came clean.
Oliver! Oi! Twist!
Ezra! Well, I haven't seen you since the carriage theft.
I'm only seen when I want to be seen.
So why do you want to be seen now?
I got a message, ain't I?
Well, who from?
Who do you think?
Well, what is it?
Cool, he really has got to you, didn't he?
What do you mean?
Dodger! I knew he was playing you, but I didn't realise how bad you was at the game.
Stop talking in riddles!
Dodger needed you not thinking straight, didn't he? To follow him without thinking what was going on. You know, stop you thinking about being good and all that.
Yes, well, we both know that was true.
Dodger could have pulled a crew of the best criminals in London with his reputation. And yet he picked Claypole, Betsy, and you. Why?
To keep me thinking about the past and to stop me wondering about the present.
Exactly. Claypole was your childhood bully. And Betsy?
She's Nancy's sister.
And I bet you've got a lot of guilt over her death still. Enough to keep you off balance.
So, this was all about revenge?
Don't be a fool. Of course it weren't. Dodger wanted something big. You was just the icing on the cake.
Good to know he cared.
I spent a lot of time with Dodger when he planned this. I never thought you'd fall for it.
I aim to surprise. So you're just here to gloat, are you?
I know you hate him for what he did. But he spent days where he almost threw everything away, not wanting to do these things to you.
I find that hard to believe.
He hears voices. He talks to Fagin. He doesn't think I know, but I seen him. I seen him doing it. Begging empty space to let him walk away.
I've seen it too.
Help him, Twist. Please. Help him or kill him. He'll probably go mad otherwise. He needs to be remembered as he is now, not some crackpot.
And that's the message?
Of course not. Message is from Betsy. She's waiting for you at Smithfield's. Better hurry!
Dodger. Dodger, are you trying for vengeance or redemption? Afternoon, Betsy. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, my God, what happened to you? Sorry, don't answer that.
I could, but you already know, don't you?
So Ezra found you then? I wasn't even sure if you were alive.
Where's Dodger?
I don't know. He's been out of town these last couple of days.
Why?
Scared of Black Sally finding him, most likely.
Well, there is that.
I heard they left you to the Crushers.
Not a high point.
I was never part of that.
I know. And because of that, I never gave you up.
Although I assumed it was more of your morbid fixation with my sister, to be honest.
I felt I owed her spirit at least that much.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll slit my throat now, Bets. If that's still your plan, because this is the only chance you're going to get.
No, we're even. I've got no issue with you anymore.
Thank you.
Did you hear about Claypole? Caught a beating from some friends of a man named Sowerberry.
I know. I was there when they grabbed him. It's because of them I couldn't get my revenge.
Why, what are you going to do?
Find out what Noah knew about Dodger. Then kill him.
My God, Oliver. What happened to you? You was the innocent one. How did you get like this?
I met Dodger again.
Yeah, and the rest of us.
Well, it's not all bad. After all, I met you. Cleared my debt to Nancy.
Silver linings and all that. In case you're wondering, I don't know where Dodger's meeting Claypole.
I was wondering.
I've been paid for my work, and I've had no message left for me yet.
Would you tell me if you had?
Look, I saw Dodger the night of the heist, after it happened.
Did he say anything?
Yeah. He said there was a message in a tunnel.
A tunnel?
That's it. Then he ran. I don't know what tunnel he means, but it might help you.
It does, actually.
You know what he means?
The Duelist Tunnel under the British Museum. I think he left a note for me when they ran.
Well, you'll need to be careful.
Why?
Word on the street is that Black Sally has made Claypole one of his own. And when Dodger arranges to meet up with Noah, he'll take Sally's men with him.
All the boys together again. Stay home, Betsy. Stay safe.
What about you?
Me? I'm off to kill a ghost. First, I need to see an old friend.
Mr. Broudlow for you, Mr. Grimwig.
Oliver, come in. My maid said you had some papers.
I do. They'll be of interest to you. Tell me about September 1827.
The date doesn't ring a bell.
Please, don't lie to me. Not you. Not today.
Ah.
Look at the names on this document. Edwin Leaford. That was my father, my real father. What were you doing with him?
The worst of crimes.
Well, tell me.
It was small at first. Leaford had a friend named Compeyson who forged banknotes. But people examined them when...
When what?
When the wrong sort of people used them.
Oh, poor people.
Among others.
So what happened?
Leaford was brought in to find upper-class sorts of fellows like us.
To do what?
The deal was, we took a forged note, £10, say, and changed it up for smaller notes at a bank. Fake notes for real ones.
Oh, money laundering.
Brownlow and I, we had debts. We gained a percentage of every note we cashed.
It what?
It set us up. Gave us capital to start our own business.
So who was this Compeyson?
A bad sort, Oliver. Ex-prisoner.
How did you meet?
He was bankrolled by Black Sally and a man named Marley. When we tried to get out, he found that they had things on us. Things that could destroy us.
So you were forced into it?
It would be easy to say yes, but no. Truth is, the money was addictive.
And the Pentonville house?
Bought with the money made from our work. A nest egg for Brownlow, Leaford and me. Never worked out quite as we'd planned, of course.
So what happened?
It all fell apart. Marley went into business with another, Endurk, named Scrooge. Compeyson was drowned in a fight with a prisoner named Magwitch. So that was the end of the forgeries.
And my father?
Leaford learned of a large inheritance in Rome. He told Black Sally that he didn't want any more to do with his scheme and left.
I thought my father died in Rome.
He did.
You suspect foul play?
There are some awfully big signs pointing that way. I happen to know that Black Sally met with Magwitch before Compeyson died. And he was in Rome the same week that your father died. If he wasn't involved, I'll eat my head.
Why didn't you tell anyone?
Because it would have revealed the truth.
What about now?
Oliver, you can't be serious.
Never more so. In a way, Black Sally murdered both of my fathers. First by his own hand, second through bringing Dodger back. This ends now.
But what of your inheritance? You could lose it all.
Then I will lose it all. Do you think I want tainted money? Put your affairs in order and contact Inspector Hine.
Let us discuss
this. If you haven't done this, by the time I find the diamond, I'll do it myself.
Oliver. Oliver!
Inspector Hine, I wasn't expecting you.
I've got a guest you won't be expecting either.
Good day, Mr. Bateman.
Monks.
Brownlow. Get that man out of here. He's banned for life.
Look, I know you don't want me.
God!
Wait, please. Percival, I understand why you hate me, but I'm here to help you get the diamond back.
You stole it, and now you want to bring it back?
I believe that there's a clue under your Egyptian exhibit.
Why in God's name would you believe that?
Because Dodger said he could escape that way.
Oh, this is folly. Inspector Hine, you believe this?
I believe it's worth listening to the man. We've got no other leads. But if you fail...
Understood. I just need a couple of minutes, a lamp, and a crowbar.
Where are we going to get a crowbar?
Actually, we have several. They come in handy when we're moving larger exhibits. We'll get one from the store cupboard and get a lamp there, too. Then I'll take you to the Egyptian room, but I'll be watching you.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
What are we looking for?
Dodger said there was a grate somewhere here.
Well, right there beside the statue.
Right then. Help me get this up.
Now what?
Now I go down. Don't worry, I'll be right back. Pass me that lamp.
Have you found anything?
Not yet. It's made of old brick and there's daylight in the distance. Hold on.
What is it?
There's a parchment wedged in between two bricks. It looks recent. If you're reading this, it means that you're alive and trying to clear your name. Meet me on the 14th of May. I'll be at Bill Sykes's old place. We can discuss both our futures there from 8 in the evening. Be well. Dodger. Well, it's the 13th today. I still have time. I'm coming out! Hine, give me a hand, will you?
Right.
Thank you. You might want to consider putting something very heavy on top of that grate. That pharaoh, perhaps.
What did you find?
Dodger will be at Bill Sykes's house tomorrow night.
In Whitechapel? Well,
I guess so. That's the only house I know of.
Right, we'll raid the house tomorrow night. Go home, Brownlow.
Well, I don't think so, Inspector.
What?
Well, you know the deal. I bring the stone and the man to you, or I don't clear my name.
Oh, for pity's sake.
You can watch all you like, but I'll be the only one entering that room tomorrow.
And if we refuse this?
A friend of mine will speak to some of Fleet Street's finest. This is front page news.
Let him do it, Hine. At worst, we surround the house, get the diamond anyway. At best...
At best?
At best, these men shoot and kill each other first.
This is it. Sykes' old gaff. The meet-up will be on the second floor. There are two rooms. One is visible from the front, but Dawkins will sit in the back room beside a window we can't see.
Thank you, Mr. Claypole. At 8 p.m., we'll see if you're a man of your word. Any escape routes apart from the front and back doors?
There's a flat bit of roof behind the back window. From there, you can work across to the next building.
I'll get people up there.
I wouldn't. Chances are that Dawkins will arrive. He'll know the front's being watched, so he'll take the back room. If he sees one of your men up there, he'll bolt. We'll lose him.
He has a point. Then we go with what we have already. You'll stick to the plan.
Of course. Go in, see Dawkins, get the diamond, come out, get to you.
And
then I go back and kill Dawkins.
Noah, have a stiff drink in that pub while you wait. You'll need it.
Now, that is an order I'm happy to follow.
This is the street. And there's the house. Sykes' old place is two floors up.
And how do you know that?
I was brought here as a child.
Oh. Well, I'll get people up there.
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Inspector.
Why not?
Because he'll know the front's being watched. If he sees one of your men up there, he'll run. You'll lose him.
Then we go with what we have already. You know the plan?
Of course I do. Go in, see Dodger, get the diamond, come out, give it to you.
And
then you arrest him.
Yeah.
Ah, Dodger, my boy. You're close to the end now.
We're not there yet, Fagin.
No, But we're so very close. Can I see it again?
You don't need to see anything, Fagin. You just keep quiet.
Oh, I ain't no trouble, my boy. I'll be quiet and watch the show. I never liked this place. Always felt dark, you know.
That's because Bill was evil.
Was I evil, Dodger?
No, Fagin. You were just greedy.
That's fair. But they shone so pretty, I just had to have them.
I know.
Will you miss me when I'm gone?
Of course I will.
Will you mourn your old mate Fagin?
Every day.
You're a good boy, Dodger. You were the best of them, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. I was always proudest of you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So, my dear, do you remember the plan?
Of course I do, Fagin. I've known it all along. Even back when I first learned about the diamond in Bombay.
Tell me it again.
It's simple. Tonight, I die.